The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nidav Chofalev. We're on to the third parak of Nidav Ezes Hashem. And a lot of the inyonim that are going to be discussed over the next few prokim have to do with yoledes. There's one type of tmeya. The first few prokim we discussed the standard, the halachas we're dealing with, the standard tumas nida, which is a woman who had a vest, had her period. But there are other forms of tmeya. One form of tmeya is yoledes, where yoledes, the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, that she is Nitma al yidei the leida itself, and the parak in front of us will discuss by Rikas what's called a leida. Not every leida, unfortunately, produces a live child. If there's a miscarriage, if there's a tsuras havlad, what type of miscarriage is called already a leida to incur tumas leida? There's also the fact that the Gemara discusses by Rikas different madamim. If every psichas hakever, if every opening of the womb to let out a vlad carries with it for sure hoitzoas dam, in which case there's a relationship between tumas yoledes and tumas nida. And the pasuk itself describes in the beginning of Parashat Ezria kimei dvoisa. The pasuk describes the tumah of yoledes and nida going together. That's a theme that we're going to develop in Yetz Hashem over the parak. There's another type of tumah which is called tumah ziva. The basic tumah of ziva is biyomim, that she's not old to see dam nidus. And there's a tremendous amount of interplay, which is important, halacha l'maisa, even though ziva is a concept in Tumah V'Tayra, because ziva asks up l'bayla. But there's, beyond that, there's a whole different set of halachas which go for ziva. And our nidois are all tame with the chumras of ziva, because we're afraid that they are actually a zova gedoyla, in which case it has to be shivanikim. Our whole concept of a hefsik tayra with shivanikim all comes from the halachas of ziva. So these are important themes, even though they negate mostly in the Mishnayis and Tumah V'Tayra, but they certainly factor significantly into the Halacha L'maisa. And besides, we're learning the Masechta, there's a lot of Tumah V'Tayra, and we'll try to see some of what's negate, even on a Tumah V'Tayra level, to understand the concepts in the Masechta better. One Nidoin that we'll discuss as a starter, because it brings up some of the issues that will face us over the parak, is the issue of sveikos. A lot of the different types of cases that are discussed are sveikos, what she was. Very often it's hard to identify whether there was a vlad or there was no vlad. What would that create? She saw dam. Was it dam of a leida? Was it dam of ziva? The interplay between those two, and in terms of a carbon, your lens has to bring a carbon. What happens if there's a sofik and the gedorim of svek svekis and chazok and roiv? We're going to try to develop these themes over the parak. Let's discuss one noise for now. The Gemara, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Chafal of Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis, discusses a case where a woman was koshisa shnayim. A woman had what was clearly, her body was in a state of leida. Her body was, she went through contractions, in the simple translation. And that's called dam koishi, which is the Gemara Dashins later on, that ziva means a flow of dam. Dam that comes out of the woman's body as a product of labor, as a product of koishi. Dam koishi is not considered dam nida. We have to see exactly what the parameters of this halach is. It's not that it's not dam nida, it's not dam ziva. It's not a ziva of dam, it's not a flow of dam. Koshiso shnayim, ulishlishi pilon, the third day she gave birth to a form. It's not clear, the sugis are barichas over here by us in the third parak, which forms are considered a vlad, which forms are not considered a vlad. Sometimes there's indistinguishable, the vlad never formed even in a minimal way, that's not called a vlad. So there's a shlishi hipila, and it's not clear whether they had a shame of a vlad or not. The Gemara says, any day ma hipila. The halach is, there's a suffix. Why is there a suffix? Because On the one hand, maybe on the third day she gave birth, in which case the 2 days before that she was seeing dam is dam koishi, like we said, it's not ziva. That dam does not create the choymer of a zova, which has to bring a korban. She sees dam. Let's explain. A zova sees dam shaloi bizman nidosa. What exactly the yomim of nid and the yomim of ziva is not our issue for now. There's certainly a cheshbon of 7 days and 11 days. The question is how to count that. A major machlok is the Rambam and Rashi. We're going to leave that aside for now. But let's say Mizumei Ziva, she saw dam 3 consecutive days. On the third day, there was a vlad. 1 day, 2 days, she saw dam. The third day, there was a yitzias of vlad. It could very well be that the dam, which preceded for 2 days, the vlad of Sunday and Monday before she had the vlad on Tuesday, were dam koishi, in which case there's no zova. There's no tumah ziva. It's not a flow of blood. Dam koishi is not metamah ziva. Dam neither, like we said, it is, but it's not dam ziva to be mechayev a korban with shivani king. We're going to discuss korban just to bring out some of the issues. So she will not be a chayev a korban ziva. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, it could very well be that the leidah that took place on Tuesday on the third day was a leidah's ruach, was a leidah which there was no real viable vlad. There was nothing there that has a tzuz of vlad to consider her a tumas leida. If there's no tumas leida, then she saw dam in the first 2 days. She saw dam in the third day. So then she's a zava gedola. So she has to bring a carbon for ziva. So Tosfos points out. So l'chor, either way, she's chayv a carbon. Either she's chayv a carbon leida, or she's chayv a carbon zava gedola. Okay, so bring a carbon, no problem. And the carbon will be out tonight. That it'll be either this or it'll be that. Tosfos points out by us on Amud Beis that Be'etzem there's another element here. Be'etzem, there's a possibility that she saw dam 3 days and then she miscarried on the third day. Tosfos says it's a discussion by us in the Sugya, who the man the Omrim are, but Tosfos says we paskin ain't koshi l'nefolim. This that we said that dam, which is a product of Leda, a product of contractions, and not a product of ziva, is not a flow of blood, is not metame, is only true, Tosfos says, only when there was a real viable birth, not when there was a nefolim. So it's quite possible that she saw dam for 3 days. She saw dam for 3 days, which means that if there was no leida, she's a zava gedol. Like we said, maybe there's a leida, and if that leida was, if we say that the dam that preceded that on day one and day two, on Sunday and Monday, was dam, but because there was a nefil on the third day, then that dam is mitam. It doesn't have the out, it doesn't have the tour, the hafko of dam, koshi of the fallen. So it's possible that we can look at it like this. Sunday and Monday she had dam, Tuesday she had a leido, so maybe she has to bring two korbanos. Because maybe on the third day, Tuesday, she had dam also, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then she gave birth to something that did have a tzuz of vlad, and if we paskin that dam of Sunday, Monday, before a leidas nefil was not considered dam koishi, then it is mitama. So we have two reasons to be mitama. She would need two karbonis. So Tosfos cheshbons it out. Yeah, the Gemara that says that she's chayav a karbon, one karbon of manushok, is going according to the man, the Omar, that dam koishi, this that we say that dam koishi, is not a flow of blood, is not dam ziva, is even by nefolim, like we preceded. Tosfos Rosh speaks this out also. Even that according to the man, the Omar, in koishi bin nefolim, be'etzem, she would have to bring two karbonis, maybe there was the Riyah's dam of 3 days, and then a leida. The problem is that Rashi in the Dalet Amud Beis says very clearly that according to every man, the Omar, she's chayim only one carbon. The same is true. Even though we paskin ein koshel in a folim, the Rambam in Nesu Ebiya Perek Zayin seems to imply that she'd be chayim two carbonis. She'd be chayim two carbonis despite the fact that, because there's a sofik. I'm sorry, despite the fact that there's a sofik that maybe there was Riyah's dam of 3 days, and thereafter there was a leido, still she only brings one carbon. Rashi says that very clearly in the Dalam Abbas. The Rambam in Surah Mir Perek Zion says that. Not like Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh. So there's a Chuvus Chassam Sefer. Chuvus Chassam Sefer, Cheshbon Zion, this goes back into the Dinim of Sveikis. He explains like this. She brings one carbon. After she brings one carbon, and we said, do we consider her a Zova for the Riyah of the Dam of the 3 days? Or do we consider her a lettuce? What was the carbon? Well, the carbon was brought. So now we have a Sofik. Let's now zoom in on a second carbon. One carbon was brought. She was certainly Yaitza one one tumah. She certainly got rid of one tumah with the first carbon. There's a question, maybe she's chayv a second carbon. What's the name of that second carbon? That carbon would be a yoledes after a ziva. It says that's a svek sveka. Why? Because the tzad is on the third day, maybe there was a leida, maybe there wasn't a leida. So now you're saying that maybe she's chayv a second carbon, she already brought a carbon ziva. So what are you saying? But there's one tzad that the ziva, that she's not chayv, that there was no dam on the third day, because the dam only came together with the psichas hakever. Eim psichas hakever b'loy dam, says she saw dam on the third day. So there's one tzad that maybe she's a zava gedola. But on the other hand, maybe not. Maybe a carbon was brought already. And now what are you left with? You're left with the svek sveka. Maybe she's chayv al zava gedola. Maybe she's chayv. If not, maybe she's chayv al tzleida. To balance those two tzadim is a svek sveka. That's what the Rambam and Rashi hold. That's why they hold that after one carbon was brought, since the possibility of a second carbon carries with it two tzadim, that's a svek sveka, the pater for bringing the second carbon. What's the pshat in Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh? Says the Aruch Lener that there's a Gemara really in Nozir Choftes, which is crucial for this din. Gemara Nozir Choftes Amun Aleph says that it's Xeris HaKosuf, that a woman can bring a carbon Chatas Oif. Every time a woman brings a carbon and she doesn't know if she had a Vlad, which is the subject of a lot of our pegs, she doesn't know if the Vlad was Mechayiv a carbon or not, the halach is she brings a Chatas Oif ala Sofik. How is she ever going to be Mitar herself to be able to eat Truma, to be able to eat Kotchim? She brings a Chatas Oif ala Oif. Oif al hasofik. She brings a korban yoledes al hasofik. How do you bring a korban al hasofik? If you don't know yichayim, how do you bring a korban? It's exes hakosuf. Says the Aruch Lener that if we say that whenever we have a din that you do something that's only a sofik, you do it as a vadai, says that takes care of svek sveka. And this takes us back to an old friend of ours from the first parak. The din is sofik tumah b'shus ha-yochid is tomei. Sofik tumah b'shus ha-yochid, we don't look at it as a sofik, we look at it as a vaday tumah. Explain the Rishonim, this is really Mufurish HaTosfos and Bava Basad after Muhammad Beis, that if a sofik is kevaday, then there's no mokrim to dan svek sveka. Sofik tumah b'shus ha-yochid, the Galosh and the Gemara is, im atamoysev kol sveka, im atamarbe kol sveka sheba'oilom, it's still tumah. Why? Because each sofik has a din of a vaday. Sofik kevaday. Svek sveka means take one sofik. You're not finished. There's another sofik. But it's not true, Tosfos says, because the first sofik was already gepaskin. That's a vaday, so you never turn into a svek sveka. So the same is true also in this exas hakosuf, that a woman brings a korban chatas oif ala sofik. You can never make a svek sveka, because the first sofik, you have a sofik leido, it's already paskin kevaday. You have a sofik zivot, it's gepaskin kevaday. So mel v'halocha is that it never becomes a svek sveka. The Chaner points out that this has to be true because if not, you have another problem. Every Sofik, whether she became a Zava Gedola, like we're saying, L'chor she has a Chazoka that she's not a Zava Gedola, that she didn't become Tomei 3 days consecutively, she didn't have a Riazdam, why don't we say Chazoka? Elamai, what are you going to say? Because Sofik Kivana, if that's true, it's true L'gabi Svek Svek also. What does Rashi and the Rambam, like we said, that hold that there is a svek sveka? What do they do exactly with this exes hakosuf? So there's something interesting. Rashi and Amud Beis explains this point. Rashi by Aleph Amud Beis explains this tzad that l'choira there could have been that there was a that there was no carbon. There's no Rashi explains that maybe there was no need to bring a carbon at all. What are you saying? You're saying that on the third day either there was a leida the way we cheshbon that either there was a leida the third day. She's not a Zova, but there's a Leida. Or she saw Dam 3 days, and there's a Ziva, but she was not Moilid of Vlad, which is Mechayev Karban. Rashi says that there's a third Tzad. There should be a third Tzad, that there was no Dam whatsoever. She saw Dam on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, she didn't see Dam, but there was a Psichas HaKever, because a Vlad came out. Ein Psichas HaKever beloy Dam. Points out Rashi that according to the Mandam and the Gemara, that yesh psichas hakever beloy dam, that there's such a thing as a dry leider, there's a leider that doesn't carry with it a riyas adam. So maybe she only saw a dam on the first day and the second day she's not chayav a carbon, it's called a zovik tano. She has to count days, but lamaisa she does not have to bring a carbon. I'm as if she's part of a carbon, because maybe there was a psichus hakeva below dam, and there's also a sophic. There's a sophic also when the lady was a lady, because we're talking about, that's not clear what the tsura of the vlad is, whether it was a tsura that would be metame or not. If you have a sophic, Rashi says, so she brings the carbon, and the oif, which is brought, the carbon of Yeledis was unique. It was a chatas oif, which means an oif in the Beis HaMikdash was not shechted, it went through malika. Malika is something that if you would do on a bird, in Empire Chicken, if they would do malika, the bird is in a veil, it needs shechita. Malika is a chiddush ha-Torah in Parshas Vayikra that's done only on a carbon oif in the Beis HaMikdash. But we have a sovereign over here whether she's chayv a carbon. So you brought this bird to the Kohen. The Kohen did malika in the Azara. Lamaisa is the son of whether she's chayv a carbon. On the tzad that there's no carbon, it's a pure nevela. The bird is also to eat. Chatas normally was eaten by Kohenim. But if there's a sophic, so they can't say, okay, so at least if it's not a carbon, so let it be they're no worse than Sheikhtim. No, it went through malika, it's a nevela. So the Rashi, by Asa Namid Bey, says the reason why it's also to eat is because it's a sophic nevela. The Rambam in Hilchis Mechusa Kapar Pe'akal Halacha Zayin, where he discusses the korbonos of Yeledes, says in this case where it's a sophic, it's also for a different reason. Because when you brought the carbon into the Azara, there's a sophic that maybe she was a mechuyev of carbon. It's chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. The halacha is that if an animal which is not mechuyev for a carbon was brought into the Azara, was shechted, it becomes osu vano, osu makvila, osu vano. Now, Rashi, we understand that if it's an avela, of course you're not letting it. The Rambam is problematic. Because like we said, the Gemara in Nozich Choftes says this exists, because the woman brings al asafik. If that's true, so the Torah said to bring it. How could you call that Chulam Bazar? This Rambam is a very difficult Rambam to understand. But like we pointed out, the Rashi and the Rambam seem to be not consistent with what we said from the Chassam Sofer, that every sophic of being Mechuyev a carbon for a Yeledes stays a Vadai, and the carbon is brought, that's why there's no Din Svek Sveka. They hold that there is a Din Svek Sveka. So they have a watered-down version of this Gzeres HaKosov. This is a point which is Tzoruch Biur. We'll point out something else over here. The Ravid in his Sefer Balei HaNefesh, and this is a Sefer that's Halacha L'maisa, so the Ravid over here is going to point out something which is not negated to Karbonos or Tumah V'Tahara. This is something very real negated Halacha L'maisa, but he points it out in the context of the sugyas that we're dealing with, which is Karbonos. We have Halacha in front of us, that a woman that gives birth, if there's a Yeledes, if she is a Yeledes, ain't psichas hakeva b'loy dam. Because there's dam, if she saw Sunday, Monday, so she saw Tuesday, so that's the zovah gedolah. She's bringing a carbon al zovah. Frek the Ravid. Maybe the dam. We know the dam has to come out to psichas hakever, but maybe that dam is dam toya. We know we learned at the end of the second parak that the different maras of dam. Not every mara of dam is v'tame. We halachal meiser today do not have the koyach to distinguish between dam le dam. We've lost that ability over the years. We don't have a Messiah. Mela, we're metame anything that's noted like mumias. We're metame any mara that looks like dam. But in the times of Chazal, they had the ability, even though it was rare, you needed a chokum godel, to discern between dam metame and dam that's not metame. So maybe the dam, emsich zakev below dam, true, but maybe the dam that came out was dam toya. How could you tell it to bring a carbon for sure? Because emsich zakev below dam. So the Ravid says, behechrech, what you'll have to say is, that part of the Chazal's knowledge that Eim Psichas HaKevah B'loy Dam is this. Why? Since there's a roiv on Dam that's Yotzim HaKevah, most Dam that comes out of the womb is Dam that's Metame, is a Marim Metame. So there's a roiv, if we know Eim Psichas HaKevah B'loy Dam, we know she had a Riaz Dam, and we know that there's a roiv that most Dam that comes out of the Kever, comes out of the Rechem, is Tomei. So Mamela, we have a roiv that says that this dam is tame. Now it's interesting because the Ravid says you're using this roiv not to be metame, you're using this roiv to be metaher, to say that you can bring a carbon and you can eat from the carbon. It's not a sophic. You're using it lekula. So the Ravid says a chiddush. What happens? Let's say a woman sees dam several days straight. She sees dam several days straight. Why don't we say, since we don't have the ability, we've lost the ability to discern the dam tome from dam that's not metame. So let's say a woman sees dam on Sunday and Monday. Now, to be kameh a vest, you kameh from Sunday. Monday already was part of the flow that started on Sunday. What triggered the dam, the riyas dam, was Sunday. So we kameh all the vestes that she has, all from the first day of the riyah. That's a dava poshut. Why not say that maybe the dam she saw the first day was dam toya? Was dam that chazal? If we would have the proper mitzvah, would not be mitame. In which case, maybe you have to be kaveh vest from the second day of the chumrah. Says the rabbi, no. Since we know that roiv dam that comes out from a woman's body is dam tame, we use that roiv lekula to vanquish any tzadei sofik we have. It'll take away the need to be kaveh vest as klapi the second day. Frek the balamor. The Balamor in his Hasogis on the Sefer Bali Nefesh, the Bar Plukta, the Rav is always the Balamor. Over here he has Hasogis on the Bali Nefesh, and he asks a question. He says, no. He says, I have no Rav from there. There's no Klorkite that dam that comes out is dam that's Metame and not Tor. He says, Klor. He says, we had a Gemara before in the second paragraph, Yud Chesam Ebeis, that discusses different cases of Rav. This was not one of them. Why don't Chazal list in their list of things that are roiv, the roiv dam shiyotzim and akeves dam metame. Elamai, there's no such roiv, you don't know. You don't know. He says, why don't you have to be keveh vest for both days? The Balamar worked on that. He has a different hesper. But what he says is that klapi the kasha, the raivin, how could you bring a carbon and she'll eat from the kohen will eat from the carbon? Maybe it was dam toyar. Not because of the roiv. That's Kapaska, that's Mustama Dam Metame, Nam Toya. But there's a separate Kaveah that even though Em Psiches HaKeva Beloy Dam, L'choy Dam can be Dam Toya, Dam Tome, no. Em Psiches HaKeva Beloy Dam Metame, specifically. So Mamela over there, we know that she saw Dam Metame. If she saw Dam Metame, it could be a carbon, the carbon will be a Vada carbon, but that does not tell us anything as to the ability to say that the Dam that came in on Sunday when she has a Re'io was dam tome to take away vestos from, or chash vestos from Monday. Reb Kiva Eger, in Tshuva Siman Kuf Nun Ches, points out an afkamina between the Ravid and the Balamor. And he says like this, he says, what happens if a woman was felt a hargosha of psichas hakever? Now is not the time to discuss it, but the whole Indian that in order to be dam, to be mentama derais, has to be bahargosha. One of the argoshas that's discussed is hargosha psichas hakeva. What the argosha of a regular nidus is a zivas davalach, is that called argosha? Does it have to be the body cran, the body opening up literally? But there is such a thing that's discussed in the poskim as hargoshas psichas hakeva. In which case, em psichas hakeva b'loy dam. She was boydik, and she found maris tohiris. She found dam. She found something there, which is not metame. She found something which is not dam. Another case, also, what happens if a woman underwent a physical examination, which is a complicated inyan, which for Rabbanim to paskin necessitates a lot of ideas, both in medical and in halacha. The certain medical examinations will cause, by definition, a psichas hakever, and they could very well be. Since we paskin a psichas hakever b'lo dam, if a woman underwent a physical examination where there is psichas hakever, the halacha is that she's assumed to be tame, because I'm sick as I can have a blood dam. Which physical examination? That one has to consult with an expert, because there are a lot of examinations that don't penetrate deep enough, or they don't open up the womb wide enough that that's called a psichas hakever. In any case, let's say a woman underwent either a hargosha psichas hakever or a bedika which causes psichas hakever, and she saw maris tohiris. Would we be mitame? Would we not? Could we assume that that which came out in the Em Psichas HaKeva B'loy Dam is the maratoria? He says it depends on the balamor and the ravid. According to the ravid, there's no automatic assumption that what she saw was a dam which would be mitame. She saw a dam, there's a raiv. But if you're baidik and you find it there, so you can assume that that's what came out, you can be mitame. But according to the balamor, there's a separate assumption that Em Psichas HaKeva B'loy Dam mitame specifically. So Mela, you'd have to be mitame. She might have found the maratoria, but there was certainly other dam there that came out that she didn't find. That's dam mitame. Yesh Mokum Lodin, Reb Kiva Eger's chiddush, that maybe the Raivin would only be willing to be toila in dam, the discussion, remember, was in the times of Chazal where there was dam, that was dam and dami. What happens when she finds a mara, and the mara is clear? The mara is tinted reddish, but a rav looks at it, says it's not red. It's brown, it's not red. Who says the Raven would hold that that would be an assumption, that that would be a kium of what came out with the imsich sakeva b'lay dam? Maybe it has to be dam. It doesn't have to be dam mitame. And for us, halacha l'maaseh, there's no such thing as dam mitame, not dam mitame. If it looks like dam, it's mitame. Amara tohir is not the same thing as dam that's tohir. So that's a makom lod on Rebbe Kivega, but al-Gabarim, the point, legabe the possibilities of what imsich sakeva b'lay dam would be mechayev us to assume. And how that plays itself out from the raya of carbon, like the raya it brought, legami being a carbon, whether that's a vadois, how that plays itself out in the halacha lemaisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.